You know, the game yesterday was a hard-fought game that went down to the last play, and we were able to make enough plays and get the victory. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you update us on Robert Alford? There's a report that he had a broken wrist.
Guys, yes, I will. We had two guys that left the game with injuries yesterday. You mentioned Robert Alford. Robert Alford does have a wrist injury and will miss some time. We don't think it's going to be long term, and he's getting treatment as we speak. So hopefully he'll be back, in a time frame of 2 to 4 weeks. And Antone Smith, unfortunately, will be out for the season with a broken leg, and we will be putting him on injured reserve and making that transaction here at the appropriate time. But Antone was injured covering a punt in the ball game yesterday.
It's a big loss for you, didn't you, Coach, the way he's been performing.
Yeah, Antone has done some really good things for us, not only on special teams, which he's an ace, on our special team unit, but he's also a guy that you guys know when he touches the ball, he's got the ability to take it the distance. You know, he's created a lot of explosive plays for us, and he'll be someone that will, that we'll miss. But he'll give, touches and opportunities for other guys to touch the ball.
Coach, what you find? Talk to him after the game. He feels like he's playing pretty well right now. One of the things about him is he plays with this swagger. What do you feel about that and the way he plays and the confidence that he plays with?
I think Dez plays with a lot of confidence. Some people call it swagger. I like to say that he's a very confident player. He's confident in his abilities. There's been times that we've asked him to shadow and mirror certain receivers throughout the season, depending on what our game plan is, and he's up for that challenge. And he's had a great play on the interception that gave us a drive start inside the inside the 20-yard line. And he's had some opportunities to really make some big plays for us, and he's done that. So I like a guy that plays with a lot of confidence. Confidence is a big part of playing in the NFL.
What was the thinking behind matching him yesterday?
Again, I'm not going to get into the into our thought process of how we decide whether we're going to match a player. Sometimes it comes down to just that specific player. Other times it comes down to the other players that are playing that. Playing that position can depend on what coverages that we feel like will be giving us the best opportunity to stop them, not only that player, but the entire offense.
You notice anything different coming in this morning, Coach? Anything different with, the standings? I know you're 4-6 is not, the record's not where you want to be, but you're technically atop the division now and in first place in the NFC South. Does that change the mindset at all? Do you notice anything different from the guys?
No, I think when you have the outcome that you want, it's definitely a different feel in the building. And our goal was to go to Carolina and get the win. We were able to get that accomplished. It was hard fought. There's a lot of football to be played, but we are aware of where we are. And our goal is to continue to improve. We've got some young guys that have started to get significant playing time at different positions across the board, and I think that they're improving. I think everybody is aware of what we need to do this week.
I know the mantra is the 1-0 this week, and that's certainly been the big thing to talk about. Do you almost need some adversity to have maybe that message become even clearer? I know you guys always talk about it's only this week, it's not next week and the week after. But is this an example of you really mean it now because that's the world that you live in?
Yeah, I think everybody has the same goal when they go to play. They want to win the next game. But I think, you know, when you have adversity and you don't have things going your way and you start getting yourself painted into a, you know, into a certain situation, it changes. And I think there is a sense of urgency. And as I said yesterday, as a team, we talked right after our getting back from London, and we discussed what we needed to do as a coaching staff and as a team and a commitment to one another for us to get accomplished what we believe we're capable of getting accomplished.
Might this success build confidence and vice versa, especially with young players?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of the chicken or the egg, which one comes first. I think that when you have wins, you reinforce the process that you're going through. I think we have played better football and have gotten the outcome that we wanted the last couple of weeks. But I don't know which one comes first. You know, if you had to back me into a corner, I would say that success probably comes before confidence. You can have false confidence and not get the outcome that you want, but you've got to, you know, we're judged solely by one thing, and that's getting wins on game day. But I think, you know, our guys played more consistent in the ball game yesterday and showed some resiliency.
Coach, a lot has been made about chemistry in the locker room. When I was talking to Julio and Roddy, and they talked about how tight their wide receiver group is. Can you just talk about the chemistry they have from off the field and how you see it translating and benefiting your team on the field?
Well, I think chemistry, you know, we talk about confidence, we talk about chemistry, we talk about consistency. There are a lot of C words, and they're words that we, you know, that we talk about all the time. But chemistry is very important. You know, I've said it many times. I think you win in the locker room first. If you don't win there, then you limit your you limit your chances when things go bad. And you know, these guys are a brotherhood. They like to be being around one another. I think they like being around the coaches, even though that we haven't had the type of season that we thought we were capable of having. They've still stood up for one another and done the things that you know, that a good teammate does. And I think chemistry is all about being a good teammate. We talk about being good leaders, but I think we often overlook how important it is to be a good teammate.
Receivers, can you just evaluate Eric Weems yesterday?
Gosh, yeah, you know, Eric probably had his biggest play load on the offense yesterday, and he did some very good things. The thing that showed up probably more impressive was his plays on special teams. You know, I think 4 years ago he was the Pro Bowl player for special teams, and he had six tackles on special teams yesterday. He was, you know, he was a one-man tackling machine on the punt team yesterday and on kickoff cover. So he did a very good job. You know, it's good that Eric got some plays at the wide receiver position as well, because he is a very good wide receiver, and he has a skill set that that we like in certain situations.
One or two things after film review that you liked, and one or two things maybe that you know you have to clean up this week?
We weren't as efficient running the football yesterday. We had 26 attempts, which is probably about where you want to be running the football, but we had too many 2 and 3 yard gains. So that was an area that we definitely have to get better. We didn't kick the ball on kickoffs as well as we needed to. We had the 40 plus yard return, and then, you know, we had that mishit that gave them good field position there in the last couple minutes of the ball game. So those are, you know, those are the areas. We've got to be better on third down offensively. And defensively, the thing that really stood out was I thought we did a good job against the run. The quarterback did have some yards. It was a little bit different than the week before. They weren't scrambles all the time. There were some design runs, but we were outstanding, 3 for 13 on third down in the ball game yesterday, and that helped us. And we won some, you know, some tough downs. We won some third and twos, some third and threes, and some third and fours on the defensive side of the football.
Matt Bryant, it seems we only talk about kickers when they miss. Can you just spend a second?
Can't tell you how, you know, how much Matt's meant to our football team. I've got, and the whole entire team has got all the confidence in the world, you know, based on where we're at on the field, based, you know, on where, what the wind's doing and all that. We have a line that we think that Matt can kick the field goal, and he has never not done that. His game winners, I don't know how many game winners he's had, but he's never not done it. We expect him to go out there and knock it between the pipes. And I have to say we did a good job with our snaps and the hold as well. But, you know, Matt's won a lot of games for us.
Kicking today in the NFL, I mean, guys are so much more accurate than they were, but he seems to be a guy that, you know, maybe you didn't pay a lot of attention to early in his career, but has really blossomed here kind of toward the tail end of what I would assume would be toward the end of his career. What do you attest to him taking his game to the level he has since he got here?
Well, he works at it extremely hard, and he takes care of, you know, of his body. He has a routine that he goes through each and every week. And I think routine is important. There's certain, you know, he knows how many kicks he needs to get in a week, and he knows which days he needs to kick based on game day. And I think there's a little bit of a trend. There's a couple of kickers that have a few years on them that are kicking the ball extremely well. I just happened to catch the end of the game last night, and they were talking about, you know, how long the kicker that was kicking last night in the game, 22 years. I don't know how Matt's 15, I think. So I don't know if he's coming to the end of it or not.
You talked about the running game. When you watched it again, were there enough shots taken downfield to maybe loosen up what it is you want to do in the running game?
We did not run the ball as efficiently as we needed to. And it was, one of those things, you know, just missing something here, not covering this guy up, you know, and in the run game, you've got to be hitting on all cylinders. I thought that they did a good job schematically. What they wanted to do is they wanted to force us to check the ball down. They were not going to let the ball get thrown over their heads, and try to make us drive the football down the field. We were not able to create the explosive plays. We had a couple of opportunities we felt like that we didn't, that we did not hit on. But we've got to create more explosive plays, whether they're in the run game or the pass game. You know, our goal is to get 8 explosive plays per game. We were at 5 yesterday.
Smitty, Robert McClain's a guy. When he got here,
I think Robert, has got some experience over the last couple years. Last year with us, he ended up playing our nickel. He's going to now have to step in for a short period of time and play the corner position. Robert's an experienced guy that studies the game extremely hard. And we anticipate that he'll go out there and get the job done.
How much you think you might get in the game towards the end of the year when you get some more times and more reps?
You're talking about Rashid Hageman. I think Rashid had 15 or 17 snaps in the ball game yesterday. And again, a lot of the play time can be predicated on what the offense is doing based on their personnel groupings. I think that he's continued to develop. He's a guy that's in the rotation. And obviously, I thought he made some plays in the ball game yesterday. And I think he's earning more opportunities to play on defensive snaps. He had a big play there at the end, like he had done multiple times in college. That was a good job pushing the pushing the pocket of the field goal protection and getting his hand on that ball.
How important is it for a young player like that? Maybe just something like that as a confidence booster to tell him he can play in this league.
I think that's, anytime you get positive reinforcement as a player, it's good. And I think Rashid continues to develop, not only on game day, but on the practice field. And I think that's really where a young player starts to get his confidence is out there on the on the practice field while he's training, and when he's out there, where he gets a comfort level where it slows down for him, and if it slows down in practice for him, then it's going to slow down in the game for him as well.
Guys will be okay with the 3 running backs then? Is that How are you going to look at it?
Again, you know, we'll be making some roster moves over the next couple of days. And again, you've got to look at all options. I don't think that there's any option that we're not going to take a look at based on who's available and what we need to do as a football team.
On the roster, help you out with that cornerback depth?
At the cornerback? Well, Javier Arenas is on our roster. Javier has not been active. He's been a healthy scratch. So, Javier will get an opportunity in the interim when Robert will be down. And again, Robert is not a long. This isn't a long term injury. Again, when you start talking about fractures and broken bones, that guys come back very quickly. If it can be splinted and he can be protected, and there's no danger of further damage.
Can you talk a little bit about the Browns and what you've seen so far in that team this year?
It's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence. Mike Pettin and his staff have done a very good job this season. They've got a quarterback that's playing with a lot of confidence in Hoyer. They've got three running backs that have over 300 yards. They bring him at you in waves, not necessarily in the same game, but they've had different philosophies about how they're gonna attack. They've got a dynamic wide receiver in our estimation that's coming back that will be eligible to play this week in Josh Gordon. And then I worked with Mike in Baltimore. Mike worked with Rex in New York. He's going to be very multiple. They are taking the ball away on defense. Gibson leads the league in interceptions. So he's done, he's done a nice job. They've been ball hawking. They've been opportunistic. And they've got some guys that can put some pressure on you up front. They are what their record says. You get what you earn, and they've earned it. They're playing really good football. They didn't play their best football this past weekend, but their whole body of work has been very impressive.
Coach, following up on that, do you expect Gordon to be up to speed right away?
Excuse me. Absolutely, I do. They've stated that they want to get him out on the field as quickly as possible, and he's a game changer. He's a guy that the ball in his hand, he can make plays. So we're anticipating that we're going to get a full dose of him this week.
Decision last week, I don't know if it even played out this way, but more up-tempo, more no huddle going into the game, or was that also how the game was being played out?
Yeah, we went into the game. We always go into it with the idea of how much we want to tempo the game. We felt that it would be to our advantage to tempo it. They were coming off a Monday night game. There's a lot of factors that go into deciding what you want to do in terms of huddling or not huddling. But I thought that we did a very good job in pressing the tempo in the game for the most part. Even though there were times when we didn't huddle, I think you could see we used the entire clock. We just wanted to, we wanted to keep them in a defensive formation and have to be prepared and ready for a snap. So I thought Matt did a very good job with his checks at the line of scrimmage and got us into some good plays, especially when we were in our true hurry up. The throw and catch to Harry was a big time play there in that hurry up. I'm going to forget how to. I'm got to make sure I know how to get there. My thoughts. It's been 42 days since we've played a game. The schedule is the schedule. If I had my druthers, we definitely would not be 42 days away from our home field. We look forward to being in front of our home fans, and we will feed off of their energy like we always do. And I think it'll be an exciting game. This is a team that's fighting for their lead in their division, and we're doing the same thing in our division.
I don't like to look ahead more than, one game, obviously, but y'all started that stretch of 7 weeks ago where the schedule looked pretty unfavorable. Obviously, now it turns a little bit more in your favor here the rest of the way with, four of the last six at home. So,
you know, you kind of stress the guys that, you know, maybe now we can take advantage of this a little bit, that it's turned for us, the schedule, in our favor?
Yeah, I think, you know, statistically, in the NFL, you know, the home team wins more than the visiting team. But we still have to go out and play the type of football that we're capable of playing. We've got some very good teams coming in, you know, over the next couple of weeks that have been very, you know, had a lot of success this season. But, you know, our focus is on this week and getting prepared for Cleveland. And that three running back attack that, you know, that we're going to have to face, you know, in a defense that's going to be very multiple and be very aggressive in terms of how they're going to try to attack us. I'm sorry, Daryl, you had?
Yeah, I was you were talking about the Browns a little bit a while back. Buster Screen, is he a kid that you'll have on your radar screen? He seems to be developing for them nicely.
He is. He plays their nickel corner. You know, he played at UT Chattanooga. And I think he's like fourth in the league in interceptions. So he's made some plays when the ball's been thrown his way. He's not starting, but he comes in there. When I say starting, he's not listed as a starter, but their sub package is their, you know, predominant package, just like most teams in the NFL. And he's done some really good things. He's attacked the ball and made some plays.
Receiver screens that you guys ran. Obviously, you're looking to have the play happen then, but is it also a setup? Somebody sees it on film, somebody has to defend it a little bit more consciously. Is that sort of the game going week to week?
We had some opportunities in the screen game yesterday. They made a couple of nice plays. We didn't execute. But you know, I think it's part of the fabric of the NFL right now is getting the ball into your playmaker's hands as quickly as possible. I think most teams, you know, when you look at most teams, they look at it as a run, you know, getting on the perimeter.
Why do you think they're not working as a
pick? Again, as I said, they made two good plays. You know, there was one time, you know, you could look at it and say, man, that I don't know how that guy got away with that and not a flag being thrown. I want to be careful in how I worded that. Just like I want to be careful about saying anything about the one, you know, one flag when there was an altercation involving about 40 people. But we've got to be more efficient. We got to be more efficient running those plays. I'm sorry I got sidetracked there.
No, it's okay. But I wasn't really just talking about yesterday.
Yep.
As a whole, they haven't seemed to be clicking for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they clicked for us. We had an explosive play. The ball ended up when the play was over on a quick screen that the ball was in possession of the other team. You know, the execution of the screen was outstanding to 17. The only problem was at the end of the play, wasn't in the possession of the Atlanta Falcons. So we've kind of hindered ourselves, in certain situations.
All 15-yard penalties are created equally. You got one early in that game. I'm assuming that was sort of in line with the type of thing that we talked about early, send a message. You don't want helmets involved, but I'm assuming that's one of those messages. If you get a flag, let them know that we're coming all day.
Yeah, I think we knew this was going to be a physical football game. We had an opportunity where our defensive lineman came clean and he took a shot. Unfortunately, there was some contact above the shoulders. And, as we all know, it's a defenseless player when the quarterback has the ball in his hands. So we've got to make sure that we hit him lower. But, I'm not going to comment on good, you know, whether that was a good or a bad one, but, I think that we set the tempo early on in the football game.
Coach, you had talked about Levine developing, being hopeful that he would develop into a red zone threat, and I think he had what got you into deep red zone with a big 20-yard catch yesterday.
That was a big catch for Levine. Down the right sideline, our sideline in the game yesterday, and I thought that he he continues to develop as a catching wide or tight end and a blocking tight end. You know, he's going to be a guy that is going to get more and more opportunities based on how people are trying to defend us in the red zone. If they're going to put resources into stopping other players, then he's going to get an opportunity. He's going to get some one-on-ones, or he's going to get some matchups that we really like.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.